This is Day to Day from NPR News. House Republicans elect a new majority leader today. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. That new leader will replace Tom DeLay, who was forced out of the job last year after being indicted on corruption charges in Texas. A close DeLay ally, Majority Whip Roy Blunt of Missouri, is considered the front runner, but he faces two challengers who argue that picking Blunt would send the wrong signal to voters about the Republican Party. And joining us to talk about this is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Madeline.
So tell us something about these challengers.
Well, what you said about Roy Blunt is probably the most important thing. He is very close to Tom DeLay. When Tom DeLay was named whip of the House, he named Roy Blunt as his deputy whip in 98. And then when DeLay moved up to become leader, Blunt became the regular whip. Another problem with Roy Blunt is that he's closely tied to lobbyists. His wife is one. His son is one. And given the Republican Party unease about Jack Abramoff scandal and other scandals, ethics scandals in Congress, having somebody so close to a lobbyist may not send the right signal. Now, the problem is that the two opponents to Roy Blunt. The leading challenger is John Boehner, the congressman from Ohio, very tan. He's the chairman of the Education and Workforce Committee, also very close to lobbyists. He was part of the Newt Gingrich leadership team in the Republican Party until the Republicans got in trouble for overreaching with the Clinton impeachment in 98, and Boehner was forced out of the leadership back then. But again, Boehner seems to be getting a lot of support, not as much as Blunt. Blunt is very popular among his members. And the third candidate in the race is John Shadegg, a very strong conservative from Arizona. Actually, all three candidates are conservatives, but Shadegg has seemed to be a movement conservative, and he's trying to make the case that he doesn't have the ties to lobbyists and K Street as the other two candidates. He's more of the reformer in the race.
So, Ken, do either of these two men stand a chance, or is it really going to be Roy Blunt's?
Blunt is considered the favorite. He is the acting majority leader since DeLay was indicted and had to step down. He got a boost yesterday when the House passed a deficit reduction package bill. It only passed by two votes, 216 to 214, but Blunt got some credit for the House passage of the deficit reduction bill yesterday. But again, if the signal out there is that the Republican Party is nervous about ethics, if it's nervous about this culture of corruption, as the Democrats keep saying, the question is whether Roy Blunt is the right person to get that job.
And is he the right person for other reasons? Is he the one that can, as Tom DeLay did, usher legislation through the House?
Nobody could do the job that Tom DeLay did. Whatever you think of Tom DeLay and whatever you think about his ethics problems, Tom DeLay was able, and they call him the hammer for a good reason, Tom DeLay was able to cajole and force and get and push members into voting the United Party way. It's not been the same. It's not been as easy for the Republicans since DeLay left the leadership. But any of the three would be able to run the 230 or so Republicans in the House. The question is really, I mean, first of all, and Blunt has already been doing it, so we know that he can do it. But look, today is Groundhog Day, and the question is, do Republicans want to look up and see Tom DeLay's shadow? Not just a few members on the Republican side fear that will be the headlines should Roy Blunt win today.
NPR political editor Ken Rudin, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.